Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning. And this week, we are talking about the Tri-Cities Home and Garden Show out there at the track.
Yep.
With us in the studio, we have our co-host, Mr. Scott Ridgway with Cobalt Mortgage. Scott, thanks for being here.
Yeah. Hey, guys. How you doing?
I know.
Busy morning, isn't it?
I know it's been very, very busy for you. And
sure has.
Because we're going to get to it, but we're going to talk about you and Cobalt Mortgage also being down there at the show.
Absolutely. Setup was actually Thursday. And we're all ready for the show today. It's been great so far, so we're hoping that a lot of people will come and see us.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, before we are going to be taking some callers today, we wanted to talk to some of our vendors that are going to be down at the show and chat with them a little bit about what's happening down there.
Dodging snowflakes.
Dodging. Exactly.
Sorry.
You know, we always get one more.
Right,
you know,
we do.
Back last week.
Just when your yard thinks that it's going to be warm and starts sprouting up and getting happy.
Everybody got excited, and I'm glad they did. I think we listed, you know, 9 or 10 homes when it was warm, and all of a sudden, boom, one more cold snap. But we'll get through it, and then I think we'll be on our way.
Yeah, hopefully Brent had a chance to get in there and clean up those yards.
Exactly. So, but no, everything's been still going really well. We did kind of have that early blip to the market. When it's warm like that in February in the beginning, the spring market starts quickly, and that was very evident. We talked about a lot of the pick threes going under contract.
Mm-hmm.
I can report again that we had some fabulous homes go under contract. We had that starter home out on Packard go under contract, and then we had the converted A home in Richland that was a fabulous deal at 189 for over 3,000 square feet.
The one with the 1 acre?
Yeah, almost a half acre.
Yeah.
That one under contract. So
that's fantastic.
So there's been a lot of property out there moving, and looks like we might have our first vendor calling in here.
Yeah, and good morning, and welcome to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update.
Hi, this is Jason Klavansky.
How you doing, mister?
Good.
Mr. Jason.
So we've got on the phone...
Jason Klavansky, that name rings a bell.
Jason Klavansky with a previous guest of the show and what we like to call our window expert, Jason, with Sparkling Clean Windows, correct?
You betcha.
All right, Jason. Well, we know you're down at the Home and Garden Show. We know that you were there last year, and we know you're trying to make it even better than ever this year. We're talking to some of our vendors down there. What can people expect when they come to see you at the show? Tell us what you got going on down there.
Well, thanks. Thanks for the opportunity here, Lance. Hi, everybody. Yeah, we're just super excited to be doing this again this year. We had great success last year. We had over 100 new customers that we gained from last year's show, so
wow.
We thought it was just kind of a no-brainer to do it again this year. We're running a couple great specials for people to try our services out. We try to make it really straightforward so that they know the pricing right there and then. So we have some pricing structures here. One of the specials we're running that we had great success with last year was for pretty average homes that have up to 20 windows. We're running a special that's outside only for $125 only. And then if they want the inside and outside done, it's only $100 more. That's $225. We're having some drawings. We're having a gift card giveaway. Anybody here that listens to the show, the radio show, and comes in and tells us that they heard us there, we're glad to give them a $25 gift card. We also have some glass cleaner that if you're ambitious and you want to clean your own car windows or inside windows, we'll give you a can of one of the sprays that we use for touch-ups. So, yeah, we're just trying to make it fun and inform people about who we are. And obviously, like always, we guarantee our work 100%.
Now, Jason, I mean, it's kind of that time of year. I mean, you know, we've had the cold winter. We've had, you know, we've had the blowing dust on the windows and stuff, and not a lot of people have been out there, you know, washing their windows and wanting to get out there. I mean,
not me.
This is kind of the time where if people want to let that sunshine in for the spring, I mean, I imagine you're about to get really busy.
Yeah, it has been kind of a crazy winter. Luckily, my guys have still been busy. We have a lot of maintenance contracts and stuff, but it's, you know, we realize that the spring rush and people get in that cleaning mode, and that's when our phone starts to ring. And so, yeah, we'd love to get, you know, all that winter grime and just get their house brightened up here for the spring. It's probably the best time of the year to get it done, and we're happy to help you out. People are busy, and they just don't have the time or energy to spend their weekends doing that, and we make it easy for them and just sit back and relax, and we take care of all the work for them.
Hey, Jason, you know, this is Scott with Cobalt Mortgage. Hey, I know that. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I know that you were just out of town at a big seminar. So what's new in the window cleaning industry, and what should people be coming to see you and talk to you about?
Yeah, I just came back from Florida. There's actually such a thing as a window cleaning convention. People are always amazed when
I love that. Do they actually have
conventions for window cleaning? But they do, and we have a trade show. We learn all the latest safety information, obviously a lot of business development with employees and stuff like that. Fortunately, we don't do a lot of high-rise since there's not really big buildings here in the Tri-City, so a lot of the high-rise training doesn't really apply to us, but we still get up to date on that because we do things such as Cadillac Hospital and stuff, so we need to make sure that we're compliant with all the OSHA and safety standards. So a lot of it's that, but a lot of it's just getting good ideas and networking. You and I, obviously, we believe in networking, and that's something that we do. We are able to learn from other business owners and, you know, just gaining information and knowledge on what other people have done that's worked well for them and learning from their mistakes so we don't make those same mistakes. And just helping us, you know, rise above our competition and set us ourselves apart from other window cleaners.
Well, Jason, thanks again. Thanks for offering that special, $125 up to 20 windows for an outside cleaning. Plus, if you heard Jason here today on the radio and you go in and tell him you heard him, that's a $25 gift certificate off. So
yeah,
we encourage you today to go out, find Jason at Sparkling Clean Windows booth, and talk to him about getting your windows professionally clean. So, Jason, we know you're going to be busy the rest of today and tomorrow, mm-hmm. So we'll let you get back to your customers down there, and we'll look forward. In fact, I'll probably see you later this afternoon when I'm down there myself, but thanks for calling in this morning.
Well, thanks so much, you guys. You have a great day. I look forward to seeing everybody there.
All right. Take care.
Okay.
Thank you very much, sir.
Jason.
And, you know, it's easy to find their booth out there, too, because when you walk in, you'll see the big glow where they're at. Come on.
For all that sunshine coming in those clean windows.
All that sunshine. I've always loved his tagline. I don't have it exactly in front of me, but it's something about sparkly clean windows. We brighten up your day.
I think that's it. Yeah.
So it's like the hole in the clouds where the beam of sun is coming down.
Yeah. I've had them clean.
We'll have to get a chorus down there for him one of these days.
Yeah. I've had them clean before, and they really do an amazing job. And they, you know, not only do they clean your windows, but the thing I found about that company is they're really specialists in identifying defects in the windows. In fact, they saved me a lot of money once I had a window that had a seal broken on it, and it was still under warranty. And they identified that early on, mm-hmm. And said, hey, you might want to check and get this. And sure enough, we got that window fixed, and otherwise I might not have known about that. So it's not like they're just there cleaning your windows. They're also analyzing stuff for defects, and I can't say enough about what a great job they do.
And you think about it, too. He said that special's for up to 20 windows. Go outside and count the number of windows in your house, and you probably don't have that many.
Yeah, That's a pretty good deal.
That is a really good offer.
So definitely go down there and visit him. Just to remind folks, that show is happening today. In fact, just started. It's 9 to 5 p.m. today and tomorrow. A lot of folks that were out there yesterday probably already know about some of the great things going on down there. You can get down there.
You know what? Actually, tonight, I think it goes even later.
I think we're just all overworked.
But I think that they're going to actually keep us there even later tonight.
It does. You're exactly right.
So you can go out after dinner.
8 o'clock. So that's perfect. And you know what? A lot of times, I remember being there last year, and sometimes, you know, that's a great time to get out there and swing through. You can get through quickly and check out all the booths because it takes a while.
It does.
In fact, I think you really utilize and see what's out there, I always tell people that I think you should plan on being there for a couple hours.
Yeah, there's so much to see, and there's so many great booths and great vendors that, you know, you might not know what you don't know until you get there. Some of these guys that have these brooms, it seems like every year I buy one of those things because they're amazing.
I'm so laughing at that because, you know,
they're fantastic.
I usually don't buy things at those shows, but at the Home and Garden Show 2 years ago, there's a yellow handled
broom.
We're
gadget kind of people, yeah.
There's a yellow handled broom that has a squeegee on the back of it. And if for like after you spray out your garage or you wash out your garage before you can squeegee it out. That thing's amazing. And I mean, I don't even know if that guy's coming back. I don't even know who that guy was. But I bought I bought one and put it in my business, and I bought one and put, you know, at the office and one at the house.
That's great.
Absolutely love that thing.
That is great.
So,
see,
so
you can
right,
always tell when you're out there because you come in pushing a grocery cart.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just, even if you don't own a home yet, if you rent an apartment, you've thought about owning a home, there's going to be, just like Scott, tell us a little bit about what you're going to have going on out there. If you've thought about buying a home, you're going to want to talk to somebody like our co-host here, Mr. Scott Ridgway, Cobalt Mortgage. And Scott, you're going to be at the show. Tell us what's happening.
Absolutely. You know, we were down setting up on Thursday, and we had a great day yesterday, and we're going to have people there, obviously, the whole show. Our booth, you guys need to just come by and say hi. Our booth is the first booth inside the main doors as you come in and go to the right. It's the first booth as you walk into all the vendor booths. On the left-hand side, it's M1. And just come by and see us. We're going to have balloons. We're going to have all kinds of neat giveaways. We're going to have raffles. So just come by.
Helium balloons?
Yeah. Come by and see us. We have a ton of fun with helium. It's great.
Scott, you've been paying attention to location, location, location.
You know, you've taught me something here, Lance, and that is if I don't have the prime real estate, what in the heck am I doing down there, right?
So right when you walk in those first doors,
Absolutely. You're
I'm going to see your smiling face down there later today.
Oh, you know you are, and all the folks from our office are going to be down there. My assistant Katie's going to be down there. So come on down and see us. We're actually going to have a MiFi system set up in our booth. We're going to have a little PowerPoint presentation going. So if you want to have your credit run, and that's something that's in the very first parts of getting approved for a loan, that's something that we can do. We will actually have the ability to do that right there on the spot. So come on down, ask any questions, and we want to help you guys get approved and know what your payments are going to be, what your closing costs are going to be, what kind of house you can get into. And then I think, Lance, you're going to have a presentation with listings kind of running on
something.
We'll
have some of our listings out there so people can check out some things that are on the market, and we would love to talk to you about those properties.
Yeah.
And anything we can do to make your experience at this Home and Garden Show better. Mm-hmm. We're running up against our first hard break, so we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and try to talk to a few more of our vendors down there.
Perfect. We'll get some phone calls returned.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Folks, when there's a major real estate event, a home and garden event, we're here to talk about it, and that is the Home and Garden Show happening today. And I do want to clarify, before the break, I was mistaken. I had said that we'd be down there until 5 tonight. It's actually Saturday today until 8 p.m.
Long hours.
I was reading Sunday's hours. Tomorrow, it's 9 to 5.
So absolutely.
Extra hours tonight, you know, you can catch an early dinner and then walk some of that dinner off at the Home and Garden
Show. You know, a lot of people actually do that. They set this as kind of a date night, and they go out to dinner, and they come out, and they see all the booths and check out things that they can do to their
home.
You
know, a real estate guy like me, that's what I convinced Karen to do for our date last year.
Yeah, see, that's efficient. Yeah, I like that.
No, it's a great opportunity. last year, folks, more than 11,000 people attended this event.
Yeah.
And you know what
there's a lot of cool giveaways and raffles, too.
There's a lot of giveaways and raffles. They've got the kids zone down there, mm-hmm. so kids can go in there and do some coloring and really get in there.
That's something they've added over the last...
That's really nice.
And you know what my kids just love about it is it is the landscaping display section.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
the waterfalls, the little streams. It's amazing they can do that much work in that short a time for setup.
And
it's amazing.
And yeah, try to keep the kids away from the pools. I know I always get a little nervous when I see mine running by the. But I mean, the bridges, the walkways. Years past, they've had the playhouse.
Right.
There's just some amazing nursery displays down there.
Well, and check out the two planters right in the very front as you walk in. Gamash Landscaping is putting those together. So get with Brent if he's down there and take a look at those, because he's got some pretty neat displays going into those this year.
Exactly. So right when you come in there, you've got Brent Gamash, just a great guest we have on the show and a sponsor of the show. Chat with him about your landscaping needs, because you're going to come away from this show with some great ideas. I always tell people to take a notepad with you or take your phone with you to document some of these ideas, because this is a great time to really compare the differences in the vendors what you're seeing down there, and then what people have to offer. And what's nice is you can knock it all out in a couple hours versus spending a couple days driving all around town.
Or right. hours and hours and hours on the phone.
Yeah, and at least get some cards so that you've got contacts as you're going through your list of things that you want to do to your yard. You know who you can count on, because if they're down at this exhibition, they're serious about their business. Like Chinook Heating and Air, they're going to be down. I think that I spoke with Arlen, and they're going to be in Q11, so they're at an end cap, and they're going to be showing off kind of the neatest and most recent heating and air items.
That's exactly right.
So I know that I saw them down there a little bit. They're running around.
And then you're going to have some special guests in your booth also. Talk to me about that a little bit.
We're going to have special guests. We're going to have some folks down from our office, some loan officers and some of their affinity type people that they work with, different realtors. And we're going to have somebody, Brian Cothran from Sun River Electric, was generous enough to donate a universal remote. It's about a $500 remote, and he's going to be having a raffle for that. They do a lot of low voltage work. They do a lot of electrical work. So if you have any questions for Brian, you can also reach them at 627-5400. That's Sun River Electric, Brian Cothran, 627-5400. And they'll have some stuff down there. So if you have any questions as far as low voltage or home automation, that'd be the place to come and check it out.
Okay, and we've got, once again, we're talking about today, the Home and Garden Show that's going on. We've got admission at $6 for adults, and then we've got for kids 12 and under, it's free. And so, I mean, you can't beat that for what you're going to see. And,
yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't know if this is a part of the show they advertised or not, but my kids...
We'll advertise. I guess we will,
but my kids say that... you know, I think you make your $6 back in candy.
And all the giveaways and the little raffles.
From all the booths. Not that we're promoting a ton of candy, but I mean, it's like, you know, there's a lot of, giveaways, a lot of raffles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could stock your office up on pins for the next couple months.
Absolutely. And if they need a balloon, come to M1, Cobalt Mortgage. We're going to be having balloons for those kids to be running around with. I'm sure you'll see a few stuck to the ceiling, but we're having a great time there, so come and see us.
I am going to, as we're waiting for a couple callers here, I'm going to get in a couple pick threes real quick for this week. Because, guys, like I said, we're putting on great, great inventory right now.
You know what's amazing is once those pick threes hit the air on our show, those seem to move real fast. And there's a demand out there that I think is unspoken for right now. But those homes are moving.
There is. I mean, this price range especially that I'm working in right now and that I'm going to tell you about is just phenomenal. So right now, we just put on a new house. It's 1619. Oh, I'm going to get interrupted by a caller there.
Good morning. Welcome to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update on News Talk.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Kelly.
Ah, Kelly from Chinook.
Hey, Kelly, how are you?
I'm great, thanks.
What are you doing down at the show today?
Well, we are giving away a free Amana system.
No, you're not.
We are.
Yes. See, folks, we were just talking about Chinook Heating and Air, and there you go, another booth. You guys are in, I think, Q11, aren't you? You're down at that end cap this year?
Yes, we are. We have two booths this year.
Okay, so talk to us about giving away an Amana system.
Okay, this system is worth about $8,000.
Jeez.
Lance, your kids are cleaning up.
Holy cow. Okay.
And we would just love to give that away to anybody that wants to come down and visit us and enter for the drawing.
So, Kelly, you got to tell me, and what's the restrictions on this? I mean, who are you giving this to? What do you have to do to qualify?
Well, it has to be for an existing home.
Okay.
It does not apply to new construction.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the homeowner will be responsible for the permit for us to put it in. The labor is included.
Wow.
That's big.
How many times can you enter?
Oh, boy. We're getting in trouble now. So, no, that is just a phenomenal. So, and tell us a little bit about Chinook Heating and Air. What do you guys offer? What all do you guys do?
Well, we have been in the area for 10 years now, and we offer new systems in new construction homes. We do gas fireplaces. We do gas piping. And we also are an electrical contractor. So we do electrical work also.
Wow. So I mean, you're really kind of taking these installs in, and you guys send a crew in, and you definitely know what's going on.
Yes, we do.
So, Kelly, this Amana system, let's get back to that $8,000 giveaway that you guys are doing. What can you describe what that system is so that people understand when you say Amana, they know what you're talking about?
Well, I would hope so. Amana is the brand, and we include a furnace, the indoor unit, and also the air conditioner or the heat pump for the outside. It depends on what the homeowner needs in their home.
Well, that...
Perfect.
That is just fabulous. So, folks, if you didn't catch that, that is a $8,000 system giveaway, heating and air system. If you've been thinking about it, if you think even you need your home evaluated, what if someone's not sure? If they come down and visit you at the Home and Garden Show, and they're not sure if their system's operating properly, I'm sure they can sign up with you guys and you can make that evaluation.
That's right. They can sign up. We can call them at their convenience and set up a time where we can come and do a diagnostic and see what exactly they need.
Well, that sounds great. Well, Kelly, we know you guys are busy down there. We know people are arriving already, so we're going to let you go, but we just want to thank you for coming on the air, telling us a little bit about that. I think we're going to see a lot of folks getting in their car now and heading down there to sign up.
Definitely. Hey, Kelly, if someone needs to get a hold of you and they're not able to make the show, how do they get in touch with you guys?
They just call us at the office at 736-1121.
Folks, once again, and Kelly, just from us here at the show, thanks for being on, and thanks for being at the show and helping all those folks out, and we'll see you down there later today.
All right, sounds great. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you very much.
So that's unbelievable. So, I mean, $8,000 system.
Right.
Yeah.
Labor's included.
So
now,
if someone's
folks,
got an air conditioning system that's kind of not holding up there, that would be a really good thing to go down there and check out, talk to them, and see what they can do to maybe either get their existing system upgraded or win that Amana system.
Okay, so let's look at it this way.
That's a big deal.
Let's look at it this way because I'm a numbers guy. Last year, 11,000 people attended the event.
Yeah.
Of those 11,000 people, how many people are going to sign up at the Chinook booth? What, 5,000 maybe?
Mm-hmm. If that.
Yeah. So we're talking now we're maybe 3,000.
No, odds are far better than the Washington State Lottery. Let's just go there.
So $6 to get in the door. I get all these events. I get $6 back in free pens. I sign up for the Amana system, and I have a 1 in 3,000 chance.
Man, well,
I'm not saying those are official numbers.
ROI is good. That's return on investment. you're breaking even just walking through the door.
This is a great deal. So once again, folks, that's Kelly Hubbard with Chinook Heated Air. It's going to be a great time at the show.
Can
you tell we're excited about the show?
We have so much fun talking to people.
We're numbers geeks.
We just like to make people money.
So this is, this is great. It's a great experience. So I'm going to, before we run out of time again, I'm going to wrap up property here.
Okay.
I was starting to talk about 1619 West 25th Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's over in Kennewick. It's in a great little neighborhood called Samuel's Edition off of 27th. It's a Rambler. It's almost 1,600 square feet, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and it's priced at $169,000.
Wow.
And this house is in amazing shape. It shows well. It's just about 10 years old. It's a nice, nice home. Great starter home, great location. All of the development that has happened out on 27th and 395. This is close to everything. So you'll just absolutely love this place. Great yard, great neighborhood, 1619 West 25th Place. The other house that we have on the market, that we just put on the market, 3825 Road 109 in Pasco. This is just another Rambler, 3-bedroom, 1-bath home, almost 1,200 square feet. Folks, this has original, this has 2-inch hardwood floors throughout. It's got vaulted ceilings, stainless steel appliances, and they've gone through and put in the new water tank. And then the yard is huge, and a huge fenced yard, starter home. Road 109 is just this awesome little neighborhood that sits down in there off of Court and 109 in Pasco. You got to give us a call about this home.
You know, if that home doesn't sell quickly, I'll be blown away because you can't pay rent for less than that house payment. And what a fantastic home to buy as a starter home and then retain possibly as an investment property and rent it out when you go and move up.
Well, it's fabulous. And what we're doing is we're looking at a move up situation here too. We're dealing mm-hmm. with a family that that has had a couple kids, want to have a couple more, and it's been an amazing family home, and now they just need a little more square footage.
How much does it cost?
That one is under 140.
Wow.
It is phenomenal. Mm. So for under 140 to get into that section of Pasco is unbelievable. So
that better move.
Well,
that
better move. I hesitate as I speak there because that is one of the pick threes that I fully expect to be gone. We've had, I mean, literally just hit the market. I mean, we've been flooded with calls about it. So if you want to see that home in that section of Pasco, folks, give us a call. My cell phone direct, 727-8977.
And if you're coming down to the show, come down to the Cobalt booth, and if you want to get pre-approved and ready to go on something like that, we can take care of you right there at the show, get your credit run, get your application taken so that Lance will let you in his car.
It's a fabulous time. There's tons of new inventory. Those pick threes that we just went over, those are newer homes, new to the market. We're putting inventory on. There's a lot of sellers we're talking with. We're evaluating cleanup, getting these houses ready to go on the market. So once you have these homes, or if you've thought about buying, folks, where we're going to be at, where you can talk to everybody, there's education classes. I want to say thank you to our Home Builders Association for putting on this show, giving us opportunities like this to talk to the public, and just really organizing shows that have in excess of 10,000-11,000 people coming through.
So absolutely. It's great exposure.
There's a lot of great, great folks in our community that are going to be putting their best foot forward this weekend. And so we invite you all to come on down, see us at the Home and Garden Show, and we will be back next week. In fact, next week, I think, Scott, I'm out of town on some business. You might have to handle the show yourself next week.
You know what? We'll handle the show, and we will have a fantastic show. And, Lance, you can listen to it on your podcast on your website.
Well, sounds great. You can find us at kenmoreteam.com. And, Scott, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call. My direct line, 737-6004, Cobalt Mortgage. Everything you'd expect from your experienced local lender.
Folks, have a great weekend and enjoy the Home and Garden Show.
And we'll be back next week on News Talk 870.